Before we get to the king of marketing.
Waffle is the word again.
The king of keeping yourself out there front and center. And yes. I say that with admiration.
Yes.
We got a special message from somebody.
Oh, we did.
One of the most respected journalists this city has ever seen is joining us right now, Mr. Leon Bibb. Hello, Leon.
Leon!
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Well. You were inspired by our fireworks conversation?
We've all done stupid things.
And
count me among that number.
No, you didn't.
No, come on, Leon.
And that's why I don't fool with fireworks. I quit when I was about 12 years old because when I was growing up in Cleveland, we would set up fireworks off inside a bottle. You drop it in a bottle and watch the glass go everywhere. And we would duck behind a wall before it went off and just listen to it. And nobody got hurt. Nobody got hurt, but it was stupid stuff. But when you're 10 years old, you do stupid stuff. And I'm telling kids out there, don't do that. And then I had a friend who actually held a firework, one of the little bitty ones, in his hand and let it go off. I'll never forget that. And he didn't get hurt. I mean, I don't understand why not. But every time I come see a fireworks, I don't even want to handle them, even if they're not lit. I don't even want to be around them. So leave them alone. I don't go for the backyard stuff. I don't go for the backyard stuff.
Leon. You're in the group, Leon.
I'm telling you.
We couldn't agree more.
You know, when you get to be an old man and you look back upon your childhood, you say, I did stupid stuff, and only by the grace of God am I still here, you know.
Well, thank God you were, because we'd have missed a lot of great journalism if you weren't.
Yeah. So don't fool with fireworks.
Don't fool with fireworks. Sorry. Leon Bibb says, kids, don't fool with fireworks. By the way, big week for Glenville. Superman coming out this week. Your alma mater.
Big week for Glenville. You got Joe Schuster and Jerry Siegel, who invented Superman. They went to Glenville High School long before my time, back in the 1930s. And I've been to the Superman house there on Kimberly Avenue, where one of the boys grew up. And there's a guy who bought that house. He's been in it for a long time now. And he's turned it into a museum. Into a museum.
So, Leon, Superman, you are the man.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Superman, Leon, thank you. Say it one more time for all the kids, Leon.
Don't fool with fireworks.
Leon Bibb, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
Thanks, Leon. You're the best.
You guys take care.
You too.
Stay warm.
One of the great journalists in our city's history.
I do believe we have a quick predict.
Mr. Leon Bibb.
Drop right there. Don't fool with fireworks.
Let's see what I can do.
All right.
That works out perfectly.
Yes.
He is a gentleman who knows how to market himself.
Say that again.
And the best thing about it is like, no, there's nothing here. There's nothing here. There's nothing here. Is there, Andy?
There is if he just wanted to put a little... somebody brought this up on the morning show this morning. I thought it was a great point. This is the first time LeBron doesn't really control his own destiny, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he does to a point because of no trade.
He said, yes, I'll take the 50-some million.
Yeah, that's true. He decided to be there. But then this week, he just shows up all around town. And for the first time ever, you know, you've got stories of this. Maybe this L.A. thing isn't as great as it's made out to be.
Well, maybe.
Let's not. LeBron is the best media hyper I've ever seen. Is that the right way, media? He knows how to control the media better than any player than I've ever seen.
He makes sure that he controls the narrative.
All the time.
That's tough to do.
Yes.
However.
But you have to be really good to pull that off. That's the thing.
On July 4th, Hoop Central on X put out a picture. LeBron at the Cavs practice facility today.
Mm-hmm.
And there was LeBron with his arm around some young man who is not identified, and I'm not sure who it is. And LeBron not wearing a shirt. And if you and I looked that way without wearing a shirt, we wouldn't wear shirts. LeBron followed it up because people started going, wait a minute, LeBron's at the Cavs practice facility. Oh, look out, look out, look out, LeBron. And every summer since it was built, I live here still, and I train every summer. And then looks like a typo. He said, basically, you're all bored. Go get a plate of food somewhere and enjoy the 4th of July.
You know, but he knows that that's going to send a little chill down the spine of the folks with the Lakers. Rob Pelinka can't like that. Annie?
Well,
are you trying to tell me there's nowhere else where he could work out?
Otherwise, maybe he's just, staying in great shape, Andy. And where's
You're saying he doesn't have a gym in his house?
Would you go to a... You know, I actually don't believe that he's got a full gym.
No, I'm not talking about to be able to play basketball. I'm talking about weight room.
Oh, I'm sure he's got that.
Yeah.
But why would you?
You walk into VASJ anytime he wants to?
I'm sure he probably... not. You mean St. V, St. M. He could probably go to Villa Angela St. Joe's if he wanted to.
He could,
just got to make a phone call. Sorry, I'm LeBron. I want to go to VASJ.
All these four-letter schools are killing me, man. Sorry.
Four-letter schools.
We'll get it fixed.
We got too many of them. Any more four-letter schools?
That's just my favorite little drop you play.
We'll get it fixed.
Yeah, or St. Vincent, St. Mary.
I love it, though. There's LeBron. Hi, I'm in the Cavs practice facility, but there's nothing to see here.
Although that's soon to be the WNBA practice facility.
Well, apparently not soon, but close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great idea.
We were talking before about if you were on another team, why wouldn't you want to work out there? I mean, look, he is in the NBA, and that is an NBA facility, and it's top rate.
And it was built close to Akron for a reason.
Yeah. Can we make the drive half the drive for LeBron when he wants to come to practice?
Worked out well, didn't it?
It did work out really well, didn't it?
It's a beautiful facility.
I'm surprised they didn't build something a little bit closer to 82 or something a little bit. I mean, there's plenty of land out there.
LeBron
at the time, there wasn't a hospital over there or anything.
So. He can get there in less than 20 minutes.
If Shador was driving, he'd be there in like 10. Too soon?
Rim shot?
Too soon?
Wow.
Remember, LeBron also got a ticket for exceeding double digits.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah. See, Shador, you have something to look forward to. I forgot about LeBron doing the same thing.
LeBron!
There you go.
You keep plugging away, little buckaroo. You'll get there one day.
If you're the Cavs, you okay with him training there?
Yeah, why not? Who cares?
Yeah, that's what I think.
I think it's good for
marketing. Why not?
Again, it's good for marketing, right? If it's good enough for LeBron, it's good enough for any player in the NBA. And if you and I think it's awesome that teams can go in there and work out if they want to. I would let any player in the NBA, if they wanted to, during open gym, right? Obviously, unless there's some kind of Cavs function at that time, I would welcome them with open arms and treat them with a full court press of niceness when they walk in the room, because you never know when someone's going to play for you. Although I would be a little upset if I was from another team, wouldn't you? If you were the Lakers, don't you think they're a little upset about him working out?
No, Andy, it's completely innocent. Completely innocent.
Just like
as
that dinner
LeBron
with,
said, yeah. I live here still and I train every summer. You're all bored. Go get a plate of food somewhere and enjoy the 4th of July. So completely innocent. Unless Mike and Chardon's right. Hello, Mike.
Mike, what do you got for us?
It's actually Mike and Stowe, guys.
Oh, Mike and Stowe.
It just looks like Chardon.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like, there's no imposter, and so I'm not moving to Chardon. There's too much snow up there. I'm not a big.
Some people would say that Stowe is Chardon Heights, but who knows? Keep going. Yes.
So, good afternoon, guys. How you doing? How was your holiday?
Good. It was good. Are you going to drop a nugget on us here?
No. I got something good for as far as LeBron. So this is why I really believe. You know, like, he's done this a few times in the past. And, you know, obviously we can all recognize that that's, you know, what he does to bring the narrative back to him, because he wants to stay in the limelight. It's part of his brand. You know, part of making money when you're a billionaire is just keeping it on you. You know, that's how it continues to roll even faster. So, but I really believe that he is thinking like this, that, you know, L.A. is going to be tough. I believe he wants a better final chapter to his story. I think he wants to get, you know, the narrative back on him even more. What better way to do it than to go out in complete style? And I don't know that he knows he can do it in L.A. I don't know if that roster is able to get over that hump, especially in the West. So I really see him thinking like, you know, I could work my way back. There's one of two opportunities. It's either Cleveland or New York, because they're the best two chances in the East to take it. And one's way better as far as the whole, you know, ending.
Oh, no.
Mike, your phone's busting up.
It's true, but it's like,
No, your phone was busting up. That's why I said, oh, no.
Oh, no. Is he okay now?
Yeah, you're good now. Keep going.
Okay. All right. So I believe that he loves the attention. And look, what he got it, he has to get it back this way. You know, and if there's something to this, now, I just don't think LA can pull it off. So keep posted, guys. I'm not, I don't even know if I want to lose all we have to lose to get rid of him, be certain of that. But I honestly think there is something to this. So.
All right, Mike. Thank you very much. I don't. I actually think that L.A. made a decent move in getting DeAndre Ayton. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been some talk that maybe he's not the most motivated guy. I thought he played fairly well for Portland, former number one overall pick. You put Ayton with LeBron, Luka, and Austin Reeves. That's a real nice foursome.
Does LeBron real want nice. More? Does LeBron want more?
Well, he always
more?
Wants more, and you can't blame him.
So is he not putting the full court press on?
I
never had a problem with LeBron not signing long-term deals here because he constantly put pressure on the front office to make the team better every year.
And he made so much money off the court that he could do that.
Yeah.
And risk the idea of injury and not getting, you know, $200 million locked in or $300 million or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was interesting that he didn't, but man, it's paid off for him without question. One thought with him and the Cavs, and this is why I think, okay, there he sits at the Cavs practice facility, and why he follows up with, hey, LeBron was at the practice facility today, and he says, and every summer since it was built. It's this. He picked up his option. Because he picked up his option, he's going to make over 50-some million dollars this year. If he didn't pick up the option, he could have signed here on a vet minimum. If he really wanted to come back, that's not LeBron. I don't blame him. I mean, why would anybody, even a rich guy, walk away from 50-some million dollars? Why would you do that? You wouldn't do that.
No.
So how can the Cavs possibly acquire a guy making 50-some million dollars? You'd have to make a big trade. And yeah. I don't know that works.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, I mean, if he just wanted to come back to Cleveland, he could have done it. He could have not picked up his option and signed a vet minimum like Larry Nance Jr. did.
True. So I just think every once in a while he shows up in the news to make sure his name is still in the headlines and to make his current employer feel a little uncomfortable if they feel like they've done enough.
Not, and I get it.
And until you win a championship, he's you haven't
position,
done enough.
He's in position to do that. They have won a championship,
but
now he wants another. And I get it. I understand. I just, if he really wanted to come back to Cleveland and have the best chance to win a championship, if those two things were the biggest things, back to Cleveland and win a championship, he would have not picked up his option. He would have signed here on a vet minimum, and he would have slid in at small forward next to Jared Allen and Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland.
I hate to bring this up because I heard this coming in too, but I wonder, Anthony said that he had talked to a lot of fans over the weekend about this too. And I didn't, this story didn't come up as much as the Guardians did for me talking to people, but just saying that, would they even want LeBron back?
No, of course they would.
Do Cavs fans, well, not in, Cavs if you fans. Go back and play a cut from their show,
yeah, well,
he painted a picture where they were like, okay, that page is turned.
Those are Lima snarky friends.
Oh, he does have some snarky friends.
Come on.
That's true.
You know the deal.
That's true. Good point.
Anthony, we love you and your friends.
Yes.